changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I got some news right before I went on. And we don't have a choice in these situations sometimes, you know? And so it's interesting because when we get information, we think that the information can cause the reaction. And the reaction is actually a separate thing. And the reaction is indeed something that we have a choice over. Now, this has nothing to do with the thing I've been alluding to that's sort of been knocking me back on my heels lately. Somebody dared to turn their car around. Teddy's job is to protect me. I'm here to tell you. Tell him, Ted. Go away. So the point is that literally right before I hit go live, I was scrolling through my news feed, and I saw that my very good friend Terry Lund had made her transition. Now, who is Terry Lund? When I went to ministerial school, Terry Lund was the head of the prayer department. Now, yes, we actually had a prayer department. We were supposed to be steeped in prayer. We are supposed to be prayer warriors, I guess, is sort of the thing. And so we were to know how to pray, when to pray, and be able to pray at a moment's notice if someone came up to me and said, hey, pray with me, etc. Now, the interesting thing about Terry was that Terry had horses just like we did, and we found out lived right down the street from us. So she and her husband Jerry became very good friends of ours. And so we would take our horses over to their place, or they would bring their horses over to our place. And we had a lot of wonderful rides and a lot of wonderful times. And when we graduated school and were ordained, one of the things Terry said was, okay, you've had prayer partners while you've been here. If you leave here and don't already have a prayer partner, if you don't already have somebody you're going to sit down with once a week and basically unburden your soul, listen to them, and then summarize it all in an affirmative declaration of prayer, then you're not going to make it in the field. And so my thought was, okay, if this is the advice I'm getting, why not take the advice and ask that very person to become my prayer partner? And so really, believe it or not, I was actually very shy and uncomfortable when I asked her to be my prayer partner. Why would she be my prayer partner? Huh. That was in 2003. So it's been 18 years. And we were prayer partners for probably 14 of those years. And sometimes we would take a year break, and sometimes we'd take a couple of years break, and sometimes we'd take a few years break. But she had a heart attack a few years ago, and the first thing I did was fly down there to see her in Las Cruces. So I bring all this up knowing that I'm going to continue my series on being happy this year. And that is that when life gives you lemons, you don't make lemonade. You juggle them. You just let yourself feel what you're feeling. And you also know that there's something on the other side. There's a couple of women who've meant a great deal to me in my life in the last 10 years. Edwin Gaines is one, and Terry Lund is definitely one, and there are others, I'm sure. But at some point, we're all going to have to say, thank you for the time we had. And it doesn't mean that we are... I remember my older brother sometimes when someone in his life would die, someone who was sick, someone who was old. My brother was gay and had many friends who died of AIDS. And he always took it like God was doing something to him. And I think the better context is to realize God did something for me by giving me all those years, those times that I could call Terry anytime and she could call me anytime about anything. And I feel nothing but appreciation, and that is happiness. Now, when we're not on camera here, I'll probably turn around to the bay and shed a few tears. And that's happiness too. It's ironic because this morning I woke up in in the best mood that I've been in 10 days. And I did it intentionally, and I did it because I knew I was going to be doing this jumpstart with you. And I wanted to recast myself as the happiness hero. That was the theme I had chosen for today's jumpstart. By the way, I think I hear a ski boat. Yep, there goes my neighbor Dave. You see him? Dude's amazing. He's in his 70s. And he's out here every morning with his wife pulling him behind their boat. I intended to be in the very best mood, and I want to share with you how you can live out the intention of being in the very best mood. Number one, realize that no matter what mood you wake up in, you can get yourself into a better one, and there are 1,000 different ways. You can put on a song that just pumps you up, and you can play it over and over and over again. The song I'm listening to right now, as I told you, is It's Gonna Be Okay by the Piano Guys. When I was going through my divorce, I just kept listening to the song Gladiator. Listen to the song Gladiator. Also, what's the other one? High Hopes by Panic at the Disco. Anyway, put on music. Exercise as fast as you can. I'm keeping my walking shoes, my running shoes by my bed now, and I'm getting up and I'm hitting the pavement as quickly as I can. The main thing I'm doing is, like I said, I'm setting that intention of just being super duper, getting into a set point good mood as quickly as I can, no matter what happens, even if the dog's thrown up, even if whatever, okay? So you set that intention. I made some notes here. Okay, set the intention. Put yourself in a good mood within 5 minutes. Oh yeah, okay. On the problem. Whatever you're going through something. And even when you're through something, something else is going to pop up. I don't know about you, as I've said many times, Gertrude Stein was brilliant when she said, there is no there there. If you've got no problems, there are problems waiting outside doing push-ups. The thing is, when they get there, focus beyond them. And by that I mean, don't dwell in them. Don't let your problem be a tar baby. Don't be Brer Rabbit jumping in there, beating on it, and getting yourself stuck. Focus on how you're gonna feel when it's no longer there. Focus on how you're gonna be when it's no longer stressing you. Because what happens is, my massage therapist / emotional therapist was giving me a massage the other day, and I was, you know, sharing some of the details with her, and she kept reaching up to my bald head and doing this. She's like, stop running the tape, Will. Stop running the tape, Will. Stop running the tape, Will. And the way we do that, focus beyond the problem. Focus beyond the problem. So wherever you are and whatever you are going through, I want to invite you to recast yourself as the happiness hero. Again, every hero in every movie gets their ass kicked either at the beginning, 15 minutes in, 30 minutes in, etc. It's about what they become. The hero is not a hero simply by winning. The movie Dodgeball, one of my favorites, I have to admit, did not originally end the way the movie ended. The movie originally ended with the bad guys winning. And Ben Stiller pushed for that ending, because he wanted to show it ended literally with boom. That was the end of the movie. But when they showed it to test audiences, audiences hated it. And that's why at the very, very end, Stiller comes back with himself in a fat suit and says, audiences can't handle any complexity in American cinema. It's been said that no one gathers around a loser's locker room, and that's true. But no one cares about a winner's story until they hear their loser story first. If you got a loser story, or if you're going through what you think is a loser story, it's meant to inspire you to become a hero. Remember that. Let me take a breath. CNN all of your comments and share them. If there's anything you want to say, let me know, okay? Can I do something real quick while we do that? I want to say a prayer for the woman who taught me to pray. Infinite Spirit, we celebrate Terry's contributions, her moments of joy, and her depths of sadness, knowing it all contributed to the perfect life that was her experience here on earth. We give thanks knowing that life is eternal. We see her friends and family comforted. And we are filled with nothing but gratitude. And so it is. Amen. Thanks for sharing that moment with me. I'm going to leave you all to read the comments. I see someone here, Jennifer's here for the first time, etc. I need a moment to breathe. I am a happiness hero, and you are too. And you decide every moment. You know, I think the best Rocky movie was Rocky Balboa. Do you realize there's been like 8 of them? And it's because all heroes get knocked down, but you're always a hero. If you get back up, it's all you gotta do. You just gotta get back up. So wherever you are, get up. Put on your big boy pants, put on your big girl pants, and make it a great day. Enjoy today, and I'll see you tomorrow. Blessings to you all. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.